Hey, it's 12:32 p.m. on Wednesday, July 2nd. It's 2 days after chemo number six. I don't know if you read yesterday's blog post, but chemo six, according to the original plan, was supposed to be my last chemo, but I found out recently that I'm going to have at least one more, so there will be at least another chemo session number seven. As for anything beyond that, we're not quite sure yet, but it's kind of a bummer because chemo seven lies smack dab in the middle of when I'm at the cottage with some family and friends. So, I was hoping that the cottage vacation would kind of signify the end of chemo treatment, but I'm going to have to come back down to Princess Margaret Hospital from the cottage on July 19th, I believe, for chemo treatment, which means that my time at the cottage is pretty much going to be me being woman down. I was really hoping to enjoy some sun and get some tanning done, but just because chemo sessions tend to accumulate, I'm not quite sure what kind of shape I'll be in at the cottage. So I guess we're gonna have to see how that goes. The good news is that I do have a second cottage vacation after that. I'm hoping that I don't have to have an eighth chemo session because that may get in the way of the second cottage vacation. So I would love to have some sort of a vacation where I'm not completely knocked out from chemo. So let's hope for chemo seven to be my last. As for how I'm feeling now, I'm in pretty rough shape. I don't know if I'm in as rough a shape as chemo five, which has been interesting, but a few things I've noticed more this round. The chemical taste in my mouth is a lot stronger. Also, the kind of pasty saliva feeling in my mouth. My saliva has thickened quite drastically, so I'm finding that I'm rinsing my mouth with baking soda and water about every hour, and especially before and after I eat, so that I can enjoy what I'm eating, my meals. I'm also having a harder time sleeping this time around. I'm not quite sure why yet, but I'm still waking up pretty exhausted. So I'm finding that during the day, I'm sleeping more often. I guess I'm not really doing much during the day. I'm pretty knocked down. Yesterday, though, I was able to take my dog for a short walk. I didn't last too long, but I did walk her long enough for her to do her business, so that's good. I'm right now also trying to help with planning the July 30th fundraiser. If you haven't heard yet, a bunch of my friends have come together with an idea to put together a fundraiser for me to help me raise some funds to help me through this whole healing and treatment period. I don't have extended medical insurance, and I didn't quite realize how expensive a lot of this healing process is. Everything from my hospital bed to all the post chemo medications that I'm on, to the diet change, and also the fact that I haven't been working, and by the time I'm done this treatment, it may have been 6 to maybe 8 months of not working. So some really near and dear friends of me have recognized how difficult it must be for me, and has decided to kind of set the goal for $20,000 to raise for me with a fundraiser on July 30th. So I'm trying to help out as much as I can while I'm trying to recover from Chemo 6. The website should be launched very soon. You're going to be hearing more about it on my blog. So expect some news any day now. And I hope you can be part of the campaign and the fundraiser. By July 30th, I'm hoping to be done my chemo treatment. I'm not quite sure if I will, but I'm hoping that July 30th will signify the end of chemo. Chemo, from what I hear, is the hardest part about all of this. I still have radiation through the month of August and part of September. But from what I've heard, radiation is easy, is a piece of cake compared to chemo. So on July 30th, I hope to be celebrating with you all that I'm done at least one part of my treatment, and to thank, hug, and give so much love to all of my friends and families and colleagues that have helped me through this journey of mine, whether it's through small little messages, through Facebook and text message and email, from donating what you can to the fundraiser.